With Mr. French and Sissy gone, who's going to be our babysitter?
But you are going bowling.
Well, I guess I'll just have to go bowling some other time.
We could stay with ourselves if we were older.
If we were older, we could go out like everybody else.
All right, go on, get your pajamas on. Then you can come in the living room.
I think he'd rather go bowling.
George? Yeah, Bill. Listen, I can't go bowling tonight. Well, there's some kind of mix-up about who's supposed to stay with the kids. It looks like I'm stuck with them. Right. Okay, next week. Right, George. Bye. Hi.
Uncle Bill, I couldn't reach this button.
I thought so. Who's that? Hello? Yeah, Eve, how are you? What's happening? No, not tonight. I'm stuck with the kids. Sure, any other time. Right, I'll call you. Okay, Eve.
Uncle Bill, Why did they call it piggyback?
I don't know, you got me.
They ought to call it people back.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Good night, Pard.
We had a real nice time here with you.
We all had a real nice time. Good night, Jody. All right, miss. You're next. Where to?
Puppy's bedroom, please. And don't spare the horses.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard that on TV.
Give me those things. Kidding me. There. Night.
Uncle Bill. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
Sorry you got stuck with us.
Well, honey, you're stuck with me, too.
I hope you learned something.
We learned it's okay not to wear clothes.
If you live in a museum.
Uncle Bill! Uncle Bill!
Hey.
Uncle Bill! The museum was neat. We saw a man all bandaged up. Mr. French called him a mummy.
Hello.
Aunt Fran just dropped by to say hello.
Aunt Fran! I'm glad to see you.
Oh, no gladder than I am.
How about me?
You too, Jody. You're a little man.
I can't.
can't be a man. I don't shave.
This is Mrs. Higer, Mr. French. Buffy lived with her for a while.
How do you do, Mrs. Higer?
How do you do?
Where's Uncle Harold?
Uncle Harold is in Boston, and he'll be here on Tuesday. And he is very anxious to see you.
He is? Why?
Buffy, that's not very nice.
Oh, it's all right, Bill. Buffy and Harold didn't get along. But Buffy, Uncle Harold has changed. A lot of things have, you'll see.
Want to say hello to my turtle?
Remember Mrs. Beasley?
Well, of course. I want to say hello to that dear Mrs. Beasley. Bill, will you excuse us? Sure. Well, New York is a wonderful place to visit.
But you wouldn't want to live here, huh?
I wouldn't want to bring up children here. Bill, I'm sorry that we gave up Buffy. It's the real reason that I came to New York. I'd like to have Buffy back.
Fran, you can't bat a kid back and forth like a tennis ball.
I realize that now. And it will be permanent. And I'd like to take Sissy, too, so that the girls can be together.
What do you figure to do about Jody?
Well, my sister Helen lives just a block from us, and she's waiting to hear. If you say the word, she'll come to New York, pick up Jody, and the children will practically be together again.
I don't get it, Fran. When you brought Buffy here, you couldn't unload her fast enough.
Well, things have changed. Harold has a new job. It's an important job, and we've moved into a larger house, and I even have a housekeeper now. An Indiana version of French.
You expect me to just give the kids up like that?
Bill, it can't have been easy for you, a bachelor with three children.
We manage.
Well, there must be times...
Sure there are times.
...when you wish that you could get out from under.
That's right. It's not important what I wish. The question is what's right for the kids.
All right. Now let's look at what I have to offer them. A house, a normal family life, a mother. Our children are better off with a mother.
Yeah, I hear that from somebody every day.
If there's any doubt in your mind, why don't we see how the children feel about it?
How we feel about what, Uncle Bill?
Little pitchers have big ears.
Pitchers, too?
Even bigger.
Bill, why don't I take the children out tomorrow and give me a chance to talk with them?
Sure.
Tomorrow I have to go to Peter Reimheimer's birthday party.
Well, that just leaves us girls.
Sure, us girls can go shopping or something.
Aunt Fran, you can advise me about a formal.
French doesn't approve of double banana splits.
We'll just keep it our little secret.
That movie was awful sad, Aunt Fran. I ruined my makeup crying.
I liked it, too.
It was just like TV, only you don't have to go out tomorrow and buy something.
Something tells me that between Jody's party and Mrs. Higer's excursion with the girls, nobody's going to be very hungry, and I don't think I'm very hungry myself.
I anticipated that, sir. A light repast is in order.
Mm. Well, French, you ought to know this. The Higers want the girls back.
Oh, I see. What was your decision, sir?
Well, they're a little better off now in more comfortable circumstances, and Mr. Higer seems to have mellowed somewhat. At least that's what Fran tells me.
He must have, if he's consented to rear not one child, but two.
And one of the other relatives wants to take care of Jody.
And then there were nuns.
Buffy, Sissy, how would you like to go home with me? I mean to live with me in Terre Haute all the time. Buffy, we have a big new house now. Lots of rooms. Each of you could have your own bedroom, and there's a backyard to play in, and a tree with a tree house.
Would Uncle Bill live there with us too?
No. Uncle Bill and I have already talked it over, and of course he will miss you for a while, but he wants to do what's best.
Aunt Fran, we don't mind living in New York.
We like it. Even when you got nothing to do, there's lots to do.
I know that living with Uncle Bill has been wonderful. It's like one big vacation. But you have to think about growing up now. All the years ahead, and you can't expect a bachelor like Uncle Bill to devote the rest of his life to you.
But he doesn't seem to mind, and we try not to get in his way.
Sissy, lots of times we do get in his way. Lots of times he gets stuck with us.
Of course, and he's too nice to say anything, but it just isn't fair.
Do we have to be fair?
Of course you do.
But leave him? All three of us?
When you get older, you can visit him. I'd do my best to make you happy with me.
But what about Jody?
Jody will live with Aunt Helen in the very next block.
Aunt Fran, can we think it over?
Well, of course you can. Have you had enough?
Her eyes are bigger than her stomach.
I guess I'm not very hungry.
On the other hand, the kids might not understand that this could be the best thing for them.
Well, you're quite right, sir. Children have a positive penchant for not knowing what's good for them.
Well, I don't know what to do, but just leave the final decision up to them.
Yes, I see, sir. And may I say, sir, I'm confident of their decision.
And Bill, I told them how very much Uncle Harold and I want them. And I told them all about our big backyard and that tree house.
Well, that sounds pretty good to you, then.
Yes, sir.
And Bill, they'd have their own private bedrooms.
Oh, you'd like that, huh?
It would be good for Sissy.
Sis?
Oh, well, I suppose it would be nice for Buffy.
Oh, Bill, it's obvious what would be best for everybody.
Sure. It's for you to decide, Uncle Bill.
If everybody would like for us to go and live with Aunt Fran, well, a private bedroom is very nice.
guess you better go ahead then.
Good. It's all settled.
Right.
Right.
Well, when would we have to leave?
Uncle Harold will be in Tuesday night, and we'll leave Wednesday.
I'll tell Mrs. Beasley.
Yeah, she'll have to decide, too.
No, she won't. She stays wherever I am, because she loves me.
Sissy, let's go look at your wardrobe and see what we ought to buy in New York.
French, I don't think... Well, I guess you never know what's going on in a kid's mind.
It would appear not, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, it won't be long now.
You think we forgot anything?
If we did, Uncle Bill can send it.
I said goodbye to all my New York friends.
Roger said he's going to write every day.
Just like homework. Sissy, could I have another shoebox?
Jody, how many did your turtle need?
This is for a goldfish. Are you taking a goldfish with you? No, I'm going to wrap it up and give it to Mr. French for a goodbye present.
Jody, you can't keep a goldfish in a shoebox. He'll die.
He's dead.
Oh. Well, okay, then.
Jody, it was real nice living here with you for a while.
When we grow up, we'll find some way to be together so nobody can keep moving us around.
Hello, Buffy.
Hello, sir.
Uncle Harold.
Uncle Harold, sir.
Hi, Uncle Harold.
Hello, Jody.
How are you, Harold?
Hello, Bill.
Good to see you.
Well, we came directly from the airport. Harold was so anxious to see them.
Well, come on in.
Oh, no, no, thanks. We just stopped off to say hello. I'm expecting some calls at the hotel.
Oh, you sound pretty busy.
Well, I can't complain.
Hey, don't you want to come in and have a drink?
No, thanks. I just wanted to be sure there were no slip-ups.
Harold, we've agreed that it's the best thing for everybody. So we'll be here early tomorrow morning to pick up the girls.
And as the fella says, Bill, speak now or forever hold your peace.
What does that mean?
Well, honey, that means that... means you still got time to change your mind if you want to.
No, thank you. I'll just hold on to my peace.
That's our girl. We'll see you tomorrow. So long, Bye. Bill.
So long.
But I understand Mr. and Mrs. Higer are on their way, sir.
Well, I'm not exactly looking forward to saying goodbye.
If I may say so, sir, I never really thought the children would defect.
Good night.
Goodbye, Jody. But it isn't time yet.
Almost. Goodbye,
Buffy. Even if we don't live with each other anymore, ever again, we'll still be twins, won't we?
I promise.
Aunt Fran said Sissy would forget what Roger looked like.
Maybe she will.
Will you forget what I look like?
I don't think so.
Here's me, so you won't.
Thank you, Jody. It looks just like you.
And this is a goodbye present.
I thought the goldfish was for Mr. French.
I'd rather you had it.
I think Mr. French would rather I had it, too. Yes, they're here.
Uh-huh. Goodbye, Buffy.
Goodbye, Jody.
Don't forget me!
They'd better hurry so we don't miss the plane. Harold has the taxi waiting.
Well, French has got all her bags downstairs, so don't worry. Here they
come. Goodbye, Uncle Bill.
Are you going to take care of Buffy for me? Gonna take care of Sissy?
Yes, sir.
Be a good little girl?
Yes, sir. I don't want to let go, ever.
Now, Buffy, you stop that. You're not going to act like a crybaby.
I don't want to go, even if you can't go bowling because you're stuck with us.
What do you mean, bowling?
Oh, I don't want to go either.
You don't, really?
We love you, Uncle Bill.
Buffy, what about that backyard and that treehouse?
We'd rather have an elevator than Uncle Bill.
Could we stay? We'd try not to be in the way. Really, we would.
I'd babysit for myself and Jody.
Kids, I'd like to see anybody take you away.
Yeah, could I stay too?
Yes, you too, Jody.
Hooray!
Bill, we discussed all this sensibly.
Uncle Bill, please don't be sensible.
Buffy.
Fran, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm glad.
Well, I'll send French back with the luggage. Bye.
Bye, Fran.
Uncle Bill, you're stuck with me again.
Me too.
And with me.
You know something? I like being stuck.